Good evening, squirrels.
We have a COVID-free show tonight.
Everybody's still negative?
You know what? We don't know.
That's right.
We don't know.
It's Schrodinger's virus.
You don't know.
I think that's the thing that scares people the most is that, oh, you could have it and not know. And spread it to everyone you love and kill your whole family. And, oh, my God, grandma's going to die.
It would be nice if we could, like, quickly and easily determine who already had it mm-hmm. and who is not, like, you know, in danger.
Right.
Because, I mean, a certain percentage of the population has already had it.
Right.
Whether they know it or not. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean... You know, it's like they say, you take a test, and okay, right at that instant, you're not infected. But, you know, 2 hours later, you might be. So,
ugh.
But if you take a test, and if you take one of those antibody tests, and it says you've had it.
Right.
You're okay.
Right.
So. Anyway, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
It's enough of the Rona. No, we have lots of. Interesting stories, like a certain presidential candidate coming under fire for, you know, past potential improprieties.
Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Yes. And Obama. And Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden. Yes, they're lamenting how difficult his vice president search is going to be because he wants it to be a woman, but all the top picks were like full out in front. Believe Christine Blasey Ford, rah, rah. Brett Kavanaugh's a rapist, blah, blah, blah. Now they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, well, shit. What do we do?
Well, you know. Why'd you have to go back that far? It's about a decade sooner than Kavanaugh. And unlike Blasey Ford, Tara Reid, her mom went on Larry King to talk about it. So
you know what's really interesting? And I just want to, just as an aside here, you brought up Obama. There was never any talk about Obama's past pertaining to mm-hmm. women. He never, like...
Because he doesn't have a past pertaining to women.
Well, I mean, it's just interesting. You know, I mean, there's never any, like, sexual misconduct. There was never any, like, you know, girlfriends from college. You know, there's nothing.
Gay men of his generation were well practiced in keeping it on the down low.
Hmm. Okay.
The love that shall not be named.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Does anybody really picture Obama having a tawdry illicit affair or anything like that with an actual woman?
He is a longtime married father of two. Come on.
He is
besides, he's way too in love with himself.
Whether he's the father of two, we don't know.
Well, yeah.
I guess legally he's the father.
I just, it's the Schadenfreude is so delicious of watching all these people who are like, believe all women and all women must be heard and you know, if you cast any doubt, then they won't come forward. Mm-hmm. Tara Reid comes out and they're like, oh, fuck that bitch.
No, not you.
Yeah, no, we only meant against Republicans. Come
yes.
on.
You know,
we don't...
In Joe Biden's defense, mm-hmm. I absolutely believe that he does not remember doing it.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
He's sitting there in a mental fog going, who? I didn't do anything with anybody.
Whoa. Yeah.
So
it's interesting how his wife shows up so often in his interviews. Well, like, is she like, you know,
the stand by your man thing?
Well, it's not just stand by your man. It's like, maybe like make sure your man is coherent.
Well, she did
cover for your man when he can't put a sentence together.
She did do a lot of talking in that video that got turned into the tongue lolling.
Oh boy. Yeah. Thing.
That Facebook fault. This is a video. If you haven't seen it, it's the two of them. She's yapping, and he's just kind of standing there in his tongue. It's like a cow tongue. It's like hanging out, rolling around.
It's obviously fake.
It is obviously fake and obviously a parody. Yet Facebook decided they had to fact check it.
Oh, they fact checked the Arizona beaches are open.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, really? Arizona beaches.
Yes, we've investigated this and determined that Arizona does not actually have any beaches. False.
It's who's doing the fact checking? It's like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets. No. None of that. Jocularity.
And then
we have determined that there is, in fact, actually no man from Nantucket.
Uh-oh.
What? No.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Please stand by. We're just having a crisis of some sort.
Technical difficulties.
We're having problems.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jay.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can
Alan hear me?
Yeah.
I have a poor connection.
Oh, no.
Damn,
I can hear you. We demand a refund, Skype. We can go to Zoom.
No, we can't.
Okay, no, we can't.
Carry on. If I drop out, I drop out.
Okay.
I know you'll miss me.
Yes,
but
we will. Terribly. Terribly. And then Al and I will just ramble for 45 minutes about cars.
And then
20 minutes later, you'll be like, wait, where's Brita?
Wasn't there somebody else around here?
Brita?
Yes?
You had an interesting discovery.
Oh.
Today.
Well, it's not a discovery. It just was like my brain thought it up. Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
The Biden thing?
Yes. And I want to get that before we lose you, because it's really
okay. It might happen. Might happen in the middle of it.
Right.
So the other day, my mom and I were talking about, Biden, Trump, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking about how Biden is like, he can, first of all, he you never see him standing. He's always sitting, and he can't, his standing appearances are very short. So there's something going on there. And then he's barely coherent. Like, he can't create a sentence to save his life. I said to my mom, I was like, how are they going to do debates? It's like, two men standing on each on the. Sure, it's one thing like to have an earpiece in your ear and somebody feeding you answers, but if you are not mentally competent enough to even like put that together and form a sentence, like that's not going to work, right?
Right.
So, yeah, that's a really good point.
Okay, but here's my conspiracy theory of the week. So my theory is that they obviously at some level know they can't allow these debates. They can't let Joe Biden get up on a physical stage, toe to toe with Trump, having a debate. They can't allow that because he would never, ever survive that. Right.
Right.
So it would become apparent to the entire country that this man there is something desperately wrong with him. He should not be running for president, that sort of thing. So my theory is that they will say, oh no, because of the virus, we have to have video debates. And it'll be like two, you know, video screens, Trump on one, Biden on the other. They'll all debate each other. It'll be all broadcast on TV, blah, blah, blah. But, and in theory, like, oh, okay, fine. And they'll have a moderator and, you know, what? They'll have a giant Zoom meeting. I don't know. National Zoom meeting. But in theory, oh, okay, you know, that sounds feasible. Fine. But then I thought to myself, oh my God, deep fake videos. Have you seen deep fake videos?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, Jay. Oh,
I'm not familiar with these.
Okay. I'm not really like, you know, technology girl, but deep fake videos are where somebody, let's say I wanted to do a video of Hillary Clinton saying, I'm guilty of such and such, you know, confessing all of her sins, and I killed Vince Foster, and. Okay, so deepfake videos are, you take a person who, I guess, you know, works on learning the mannerisms of the person they want to deepfake. You learn the mannerisms, and then there is a computer program that will overlay the person that you want to deepfake and their voice over you.
In real time.
So whatever words are coming out of my mouth sounds like Hillary. And also, I will look like Hillary. Like, her face, you know, will move. And I mean, if you just go online and look up deepfake videos, it's terrifying, really, on a certain level, because like they could do anything.
Oh, you know who'd be easy to deepfake?
Who?
Nancy Pelosi, because her face doesn't move.
Well, her face. First of all, her face doesn't move. You're right, because of all the Botox, and also she just is herky jerky and weird anyway, right?
Maybe she's a deepfake. Oh my God,
she might be a deepfake. You don't know. Maybe. But I'm thinking, like, and I if I can think it. There is somebody else thinking it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so Biden debating Trump via video because, oh, no, the virus, we can't have people in proximity, blah, blah, blah. Well, how hard would it be for them to deepfake it?
Well, think about it. We're all used to the teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
But when the teleprompter first came out, it was like fake. Oh my
right.
God, it's fake.
Right.
You know, you're reading,
you're not speaking.
Right.
You're not.
But now everybody like, oh, teleprompter. And,
right.
And you see it more when it screws up. That's when you notice it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, think about, you know, we can do this now. I mean, they're already inserting fake people into movies. And I don't mean animation. I mean this deep fake technology into movies where they're bringing, you know, dead people back or they're, you know, reverse aging someone, some actor.
Yeah, what's a good example of that is Carrie Fisher in Star Wars, right? After she died, they inserted her into the movie.
Or that movie, The Irishman.
Right.
Where they made all the guys look younger than they were.
Right.
So, I mean, they're already doing that. So think about, you know, how easy it would be to have any politician anywhere that had to give a speech. I mean, you could fake the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, well, it's for security. You know, I mean, you got, what's his name? The North Korean guy that's supposed to be dead.
Right.
But miraculously shows up somewhere, supposedly, today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he or did he not? We don't know, because they didn't have video.
Yeah. It just happened to not have video.
They got,
after weeks and weeks of speculation.
They got some picture that, you know, of him supposedly cutting a ribbon, but he doesn't, you know, maybe it's him, maybe it's not him. You know, it's a photo.
Or it could be him you know, ages ago.
Right. I mean, commies are well known for doctored photos. I mean, Stalin did it back in the old days. He literally had people removed from photos.
Yeah.
So
it's funny that you mentioned commies, Alan, given what today is.
Yes, that's right. This is International Victims of Communism Day. And we're all victims now, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, we are. Yeah. Thanks, China.
Yeah.
But, China. Jesus.
You know. Hey, we have lots of listeners in China.
Do we?
We did.
When Alan was still paying attention to where our listeners came from, yeah.
I actually haven't looked at the stats in like several years, so I don't know.
We're so concerned about being popular.
I know.
But is anybody listening? We don't know. It could just be us three, you know.
Maybe.
It's just funny that how you know, there's... The apologists for communists are just, you know, first, you know, until the collapse of the Soviet Union, they pretty much ignored China because, you know, those were just Chinese people. Who cares about them? The Russians were, you know, you could make a case that they were technically European of some sort. So they mattered. And, you know, that was like,
you know, racist.
Well, think about it. I mean, from 1917, there were communist apologists in the U.S. newspapers, in the State Department. They were all over the place. And, you know, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, you can't really do Cuba anymore because, you know, Fidel's not there. You can't do Venezuela anymore because that turned into a shithole. So they had to claim it wasn't real communism.
Yeah.
The only country right now that you can be a, you know, commie apologist for is China.
Should talk to some Chinese people.
Oh, they hate
and them. Conveniently, China owns most of everything, so nobody's about to speak out against them because, you know, it's a billion-dollar market.
Well, and that's part of the problem is these and I think it's like that short-sighted thing, you know? It's like so we're going to sell out to the commies for a little bit of money today, and then, you know, screw the rest of them.
They own you forever.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now we got movie studios who are censoring their movies to please the Chinese people. Actually, to please the Chinese government, because the Chinese people they don't have no say.
But enough about the Red Dawn remake that never happened.
Oh, I want
to. That was 8 years ago.
Circling back to Sleepy Joe Biden. Apparently he was on the Morning Joe.
Mm.
Morning Joe.
On MSNBC.
Right. And mm-hmm. and now Mika's in trouble.
Oh?
Yes, Mika is trouble. If you actually try to have principles and call Biden on the carpet for this accuser, the left turns on you. So
well, yes.
So Mika had a interview, and she for MSNBC, she was raking him over the coals.
Right.
I mean, you know, it was not a softball. It was not soft pedaling or anything like that. And then after the thing, she tweeted on Twitter that the interview with Joe Biden was difficult, having known and greatly respected him for decades. In parentheses, I still do. The notion that all women are to believe, which to be believed, which dominated the Kavanaugh hearings, was revisited. Should it be? Were Democrats... wait. She's perfectly okay so far. What torqued off the left was what came next. Were Democrats wrong then or now?
Oh, no!
Yeah. Yep.
And so instantly she's like the Twitter shunned. I mean,
oh boy.
It's like, you know, oh, they're like, oh, I can't believe you. Oh, you're so awful. Oh, you know.
So deplatformed? Is she literally Hitler now?
She may be. She'll have to apologize and be contrite and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know?
She'll have to do a little self-criticism session like all the good guys do.
It's been entirely unsurprising, but just wonderful to watch everyone on the left trip over themselves because they put up this giant concern show in 2018 and you know, Brett Kavanaugh should recuse himself from the running for U.S. Supreme Court because of these allegations and these are serious and we should believe blah, 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 blah. And now it's like, what? Who?
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. This complete and utter refutation, and so, I mean, it's, if you're a fan of George Orwell's Animal Farm, this is like the perfect four legs good, two legs better moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're not familiar with the book,
read a book.
Read it because you know everyone knows 1984. Animal Farm was Orwell's other prescient work, and. This is the moment at which, you know, it goes from, we flip the switch from believe all women to, you know, well, what do you do if you're falsely accused? You know, I mean, they didn't let their foot off the gas with Kavanaugh until that mentally unhinged woman, I don't even remember her name, was like, oh, there were multiple gang rapes every night that Kavanaugh was participating in. They're like, whoa, 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 that's a little too crazy even for us. And this woman talked to people at the time. There is proof of this being out at the time. It was 10 years more recent.
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, no. That
she's
was
lying.
Right. You know, I'm sure it was, you know, she's remembering it wrong. Or the had someone. In fact, people did suggest that perhaps Blasey Ford's memory is a little foggy because literally no one they interviewed said, oh yeah, I remember that happening. Or I remember her talking about this. Or I remember seeing her in the general vicinity of that area at any point in the 1980s. But they're like, oh, no. We have to believe. Otherwise, they won't come forward. Okay. 2 years later. 2 years later, they probably figured enough time to elapse that people forgot all about it.
Oh,
because this comes out and it's like, well, that couldn't be. That doesn't sound like the Joe Biden I know. He only sniffs hair and fondles little girls.
Yeah,
on video.
I mean, we have video evidence of Joe Biden pushing the boundaries as far as like. You know, appropriateness with women and not just women, but children.
Clearly unwanted touching on video. The kids are moving away from him.
Yeah. Those videos are so, so hard to watch.
Sean Spicer tweeted that while taking questions from the media, the President Trump was asked about sexual assault allegations about Joe Biden. To be clear, the media has now officially asked Trump more questions about Biden than they've asked Biden about Biden.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You know, the most wonderful thing was the Washington Post headline, Trump allies push allegations about Biden.
Oh.
The only way to get a story out about the rape accusations against Joe Biden was to frame it as, look at what that awful Trump is doing. You know, at some point, you have to actually take a step back and admire both the brazenness and the sheer mastery of the process. involved in that, that you have these allegations. No one can claim the Washington Post hasn't addressed the allegations, because there it is.
Old news. We talked about it.
Yeah, exactly. No, we covered this. Those evil Trumpers were pushing the allegations.
This is old news. Let's move on.
Get it out there.
Remember, move on.
Yep.
That's where move on came from.
Originally was censure and move on.
Yeah.
Because that's what they wanted to do with Bill Clinton. Where was that strongly worded censure, by the way? I don't recall it ever being filed. I see that was ancient history ago. But again, this leads into my belief they're going to torchelli Biden. Because
I think they will too.
He literally has taken every single thing that they've used against Trump, and he's guilty of it as well. I mean, you can't bring back the grab him by the pussy comments when Biden actually did that. Or is alleged to have done that.
Yeah, that's the complaint. He actually did it.
Right. You know, now, again, whether or not he did, I have no idea. I would like to think he wouldn't be that dumb, but...
Oh, please. He's a politician.
You know...
Might want to put some ice on that.
Who's the one that's... They... Oh, man.
What? Your words, Alan.
Joe Biden has this VP search panel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know who is on Joe Biden's VP search panel?
I do not.
Chris Sandwich, waitress sandwich.
No.
Are you're
kidding?
No, I am not kidding.
Oh my God.
That's pretty. That's only because Ted Kennedy's been sober for 10 years.
Oh my God.
He's still not sober, Jay.
Yeah, the eternal flame that's running off of the alcohol in his alcohol stream.
What's his name?
Chris Dodd. Former senator from Connecticut.
Holy shit, dude. I thought he was dead. Wow.
Yeah, but it's the list of potential veeps, because Biden's already said it'll be a woman.
Well,
because God forbid we look at the qualifications.
Chris Dodd's great at picking out women.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Let's bounce it off of a Kennedy. Oh. But they're running through the list, and it's like, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and the Harridan from Michigan. What's her name?
She's out.
Dolores Umbridge. No.
She's out.
Yeah.
Whitmer.
What's her name? Yeah. Stacey Abrams from Georgia.
Stacey Abrams, the one who's been running around for the past 3 years calling herself the governor of Georgia.
Yeah.
that's who you want. I mean, I love the idea of having her and Biden in a soundstage made up to look like the White House for a 4-year long running reality show where they really think that they are in charge.
Oh, you could totally pull that off.
Deep fake.
That would be awesome, Jay. It could be a soundstage and they'd never know. It'd be like the Truman Show.
Yes. Yeah, like a mashup of the Truman Show and Dave. There we go.
Yeah.
Instead of him pretending to be the president, they actually think they are the president.
Yeah.
And we just get to watch.
And he would never know the difference.
Well, not in this state, he wouldn't know.
Have him walking around the Oval Office talking to the furniture. Hello, lamp. It's Biden and Busey. There we go. If this doesn't pan out, that's what we ought to do. They have the celebrities getting coffee in cars. We'll have Gary Busey and Joe Biden just wander around. Just
wow.
Word salad. There you go. $1 million idea right there.
Hollywood should pick you up, Jay.
Yeah. I'm the idea guy. But yeah, I'm very curious to see how this plays out, because, they managed to put up in 2016 one of the only people that Trump could have beaten. Just a supremely unlikable, unrelatable human entity. I don't even know if that's a human being.
I have another theory.
Ooh, okay.
I wonder if the Democrats aren't taking a page out of the Republicans' book.
They're Bob Doling them?
Yeah.
Well, to what end?
Well, okay. Think about it. The parties don't care about people that give, you know, $100. I mean, they make a lot of noise. Like, oh yes, we're only going to take money from, you know, people that give $100 or less. That's complete bullshit, and it's a total lie. What they care about are the people that give millions and millions of dollars, so they can, you know, pay the consultants. I mean, that's what a political party is, right? It's a campaign consultant employment program. It's how they work. They raise money and they spend money, and they, you know, they buy ads for the TV shows. You know, they buy, you know, the TV shows, they get money. It's all, you know, it's big money and, you know, corporate money and, you know, union money and all this kind of stuff. And for years, the Republicans were like the underdog, right? And they raised tons of money off being the underdog. Oh, we got to beat those Democrats. Oh, they're awful. And now, look at what the Democrats are doing. Trump's Hitler. We got to beat him. You got to give money. Maybe somebody looked at the accounts and said, you know what? We raise more money when we're not in charge.
Do they, though?
I don't know.
Well, I heard that they're like 200-something million dollars behind Trump.
Well, but Trump can pay his own.
Now, is that counting all the money Bloomberg dumped in?
Boy, there's a successful strategy.
You know? Well,
how many hundreds of millions of dollars did he spend to get, what was it, Guam? Or no, what was
it? It was American Samoa.
Samoa, that's right. He got American Samoa. Damn.
But you have to wonder, when he dropped out, how many hundreds of millions went from his campaign war chest into the general Democrat campaign war chest, very cleverly circumventing campaign finance laws. He was a candidate.
Yep.
That money reverts to the candidate pool. That's how it works.
Some of it might.
You know, man's not shy about, you know, admitting he bought congressmen.
Yeah.
But,
and
you
then
know,
you got, you've also got Bernie, who has not, you know, technically quit. He suspended his campaign. He did not actually quit.
He lost in Ohio. I'm so sad.
Yeah, but his name was on the ballot.
Yes, it was. I voted for him.
So.
Oh, we went to Lowe's the other day. And there were people lined up to go shopping at Lowe's. And Mike said something like, they told me if I voted for Bernie, there would be people lined up outside waiting to go shopping, you know, like bread lines.
Yeah.
True.
We did vote. Yeah. It's our fault. Sorry, everybody.
But, you know, Bernie had no chance. The Democrats are never going to let him be the candidate. So the question is, if they're going to Torricelli him, who's it going to be? It will not be
Hillary. No.
No.
Hillary did like a town hall with them, like a virtual town hall, which went disastrously bad, apparently.
Yes.
Because old people and technology. People were like, oh, yeah, she's going to be his VP pick.
She's a two-time loser. She won't run for VP after she lost for president. That's just not going to happen.
Well, well, you know, she can run for VP, and then, you know, he'll have mysteriously have a deadly stroke or something. Yeah, and bingo bango.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. This is like the conspiracy theory show.
Because, well, think about it. Could think about Trump versus Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Would anybody even show up to vote for them?
I don't think so.
I mean, somebody would, obviously, but damn.
The hardest part would be the downstream, and that's the whole thing. Which right. Also, Alan, I wonder if that's not part of what you were saying with the strategy.
Yeah.
You put them on defense, and then it makes it, well, it's so much more important just in case we can't beat Trump.
Yeah.
We have to hold the House, because if they get the House back.
Right.
The only thing with that plan is I don't think they can pretend Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still alive for 4 more years.
Is she still alive?
I don't currently, you know.
I think she was doing
one-handed push-ups at the gym.
I think she is, because the Supreme
Court. She's benching 450.
The Supreme Court's been issuing opinions, and while Roberts may be on somebody's payroll, I don't think Kavanaugh is, and I don't think the other guy, what's his name? Clarence Thomas definitely isn't. So I think they would let us know if she was not actually showing up to do her thing.
Yeah.
Now, how much longer she can manage this, I don't know. I guess you got to think that her, whoever takes care of her, is deathly afraid. They probably got her encased in a plastic bubble.
They're just afraid every time that they knock on that door. Every time that door swings open, it's like she's Schrodinger's jurist.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if the coronavirus gets in, I mean, good Lord. You know.
I don't think it affects robots, so I think we're okay. I am Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ack, ack. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, just watching all the Me Too's do this like abrupt. It's not even a 180. This is like a friggin' bootleg, a U-turn. This is yank the e-brake, spin the vehicle around, because nope, 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 nope. This wasn't even like, you know, when they went from going after Trump for crass comments and, you know, well, you know, 20 years ago, you had Bill Clinton doing this. This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I am, you know, a little bit in awe at just how brazenly they can just, nope, that didn't happen.
I don't know how they justify it to themselves, especially these women who are like, you know, believe all women and rah, rah, feminism, support. So women supporting women and...
Well, they're leftists first.
No, I understand that. But, like, how do they, in their head, say to themselves, well, believe all women, but not her?
Because to a leftist, there is no history. There is no yesterday.
Yeah.
Only today matters.
Wow.
And only the expediency.
And party uber alls.
I guess.
If the allegation's going to hurt the party, it never happened. And now it is interesting to see, why is it coming out now? And that's, I think that's a fair question, and I have no idea why.
You know, where did I see it? I think I saw it on Twitchy, was a woman who corroborated Tara Reid. Her story.
Yeah.
She came out and was like, oh yeah, I knew Tara Reid back then, and she told me about what happened, and it did happen, and it, you know, the stories match up, and
right.
But I'm still gonna vote for Biden.
Right.
And that really reminds me of the whole, you know, who's the one who wanted to give a blowjob to Bill Clinton for abortion. Or, you know, it's, no, like,
for keeping
it's
abortion.
That,
yeah.
Right. It's like that sort of mindset. It's like no principles whatsoever.
No.
None.
As long as they can keep on killing the babies, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and winning elections, or it's just strange to me.
Well, you know, this Tara Reid did complain about it at the time.
Yes, she did to numerous people.
To numerous people who now claim that, oh, that never happened.
Right. Well, but there are people who said, who came out and said, oh, yeah, I remember Tara Reid talking to me about that. And she didn't do anything about it because she felt nobody would believe her.
Well, no, she complained about it officially. She talked to HR. She talked to lots of people.
Yeah. But,
and they didn't do anything.
Well, here you go.
Because, you know.
Because they didn't believe her. Or well, because sure they, Joe
sure
Biden.
They, I'm
or,
sure they believed her. They just didn't give a shit. Yeah. You know. I mean, there's a reason that you know, Ted Kennedy and Chris Dodd got away with the waitress sandwich.
Because there was a D after their name.
Yeah. And how, you know, they all get away with all this stuff. Because, you know, I think the Me Too thing where it got, what's his name? The
Matt Lauer?
Yes. But, you know, but I think that was a uh-huh. shot that circled around and got the wrong people.
Yep. Yep. They were so convinced that this was going to expose all those evil Republicans. And right. then it was like, ding, 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 ding.
It got, no, instead it got Weinstein, a huge Democrat donor. And yep. it got, and you know, all these
Kevin
other
Spacey.
Yeah.
And
all these
Matt
other
Lauer. Yeah, and
exactly.
You know, it's the classic projection again. Yeah, I mean, remember when the news broke that Mike Pence won't have dinner alone with a woman that's not his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Who does this guy think he is? And blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? It's actually looking pretty smart right now.
Yep.
Yeah, seriously.
And you know what? Who is looking pretty fucking awesome right now?
You.
Well, besides me. No, Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Have you seen other him? Than, have you seen other him in these than press not, conferences?
Other than not
he is,
wearing
he
his
is,
mask
he
in
really
the
is.
Hospital.
Other than, you know, when he was, when Trump picked him as his VP, he seemed like a non-entity to me. But he's, you know, now that I've seen him, now that I've seen him, you know, stand up and talk and all that he seems like a really competent.
Well, I mean,
in charge kind of guy. I mean, he was the governor of Indiana.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I would expect nothing less from Race Bannon.
but until Trump put him in charge of this coronavirus task force, you never really saw him. He never, you know, unless you were like watching C-SPAN and watching the Senate chamber, you got to see him, you know, say a few things every now and then as president of the Senate, but. Right. You know, right. The president of the Senate doesn't really do anything in the Senate. It's the majority leader that does everything. It's the, you know, it's the angry turtle that, you know.
Cocaine Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch runs the Senate. The VP's just kind of there to bang a gavel occasionally.
Just in case there's a tie. I got right. this.
That's right. But, you know, I'm impressed with him. I think, you know, I mean, he's still a politician, so, you know, for whatever that's worth. But, you know. He's more than just an empty suit.
I was going to say he was, you know, oh, well, you know, he had to have done some things to get where he is. But then again, Joe Biden.
Right.
Who was also VP.
Yeah, but he seems like a stand-up
yeah.
guy. I mean, and the whole thing about not, you know, not taking a meeting with a woman that's not his wife without anybody else there. I mean, you know, he's one of these people that isn't hypocritical about his religious beliefs, which I really respect.
Yeah.
You know, he lives what he says. And that's refreshingly rare in the political class.
Well, I think his wife would probably kick his ass if he didn't.
Well, sure. But still.
On the flip side, he has never, to my knowledge, shot a lawyer in the face like Dick Cheney.
That's true.
So
correct.
You know, you got to give props there. And I believe he's had about 35 heart attacks fewer than Dick Cheney.
You know, Jay, you can always shoot a lawyer. There's plenty of time. He can still do it.
There's no bag limit. Come on.
That's right. It's not like there's a season for it. They're a nuisance species. You can.
I just, you know, can we go back to the quaint days of Dan Quayle? You know, when the worst thing a vice presidential candidate could do was misspell potato. You know?
I know.
What happened to those days? That kinder, gentler time when all the Veep did was misspell potato.
Alan, when you said, you know who's looking good these days, the reason I said you.
What?
It's because you went and you got your illegal haircut.
Oh, that's right. The barber shop that I go to.
Your speakeasy barber shop.
My speakeasy barber shop. They announced on Facebook they were going to be open as of like last weekend. They're like, we're open. Fuck this shit. And sure enough, they were open. They've been open for like the last week, and I think they're still not able to legally open according to the rule or whatever. But
yeah.
You know, at the same time, you know, come on.
Who's going to go to that barbershop and say they can't be open?
Right.
Karen.
Like, who's going to do that? The police in that town? I don't think so.
Of course not. They're not going
to. Karen is going to ask to speak to the manager. I'm telling you.
But I went in, I got my hair cut, and
did you get a high and tight, Alan?
I did. The place was kind of busy, not too busy. And I was sitting there and I just sort of said, hey, you know, does anybody know anybody that has this thing? And everybody's like, nope. The closest anybody said was they knew somebody who like knew somebody that had it. So
yeah, my closest connection is that there's one or two people on my Facebook friends that have had it.
Hmm.
So who was I? Barbershop.
You better watch out if they send you a viral video.
That's right. You got to watch out. I'm surprised Biden hasn't said something about shutting down his computer so it doesn't get the coronavirus.
But, yeah, so it was on one of those calls at work and everybody's bitching about haircuts. I was like, hey, I know a place.
Yeah.
And I was like, and they all open carry. So.
Open carry barbershop.
It is.
Only in Texas.
Well, maybe not only in Texas, but definitely here. Yeah,
I was going to say, do you open carry when you go to the barbershop?
I have at times in the past. I did not this past weekend. I was carrying inside the waistband and had my t-shirt over. I mean, it's one of those things where it's obvious I'm carrying a gun.
Yeah. But,
you know, it's technically concealed because there's a t-shirt hanging over it.
Now, when you do open carry, please tell me you use your Python. That's just so beautiful.
No, I don't. I have never open carried with the Python.
Really? I'd be like, look at this. Look at it.
I
want one of those hunting chest rigs for it.
I usually open carry with my snakeskin holster with my Smith & Wesson 1911.
Ah, all right.
Looks very flashy.
The Python would be like, I want that like a chest rig with a neon sign pointing to it, going, look what I got.
The Python is very subdued. You'd have to, you know, if you think about the Python in a holster, you would have to really know your guns to recognize that. Because you wouldn't be able to see the distinctive barrel and the rib and all that kind of stuff. So.
But your 1911 has, like, you know, flashy grips on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 1911.
Yeah. Styling. Alan, do they have either A, relief of the state of Texas, or B, the star?
No.
Or C, both?
No.
Oh.
I figured, is it like the Magpul 1911 grips? There's a little tiny state of Texas repeated a billion times on the grip.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now Alan needs those. You need those.
Again, I'm the idea guy. I'll bet you could 3D print them.
I bet you I could find some Texas theme grips for that.
I would fall over dead of shock if there weren't an entire industry.
Yeah, it's the one with the rounded off butt. What do they call that? The
bobtail.
Bobtail.
Although you can't call it a bobtail because that's apparently trademarked by, I think, Ed Brown.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So it's anyway, just yeah, the grip is cut.
It's
so
it's a radiused grip.
1911T in Google brings up Texas grips.
Hey. So, but anyway, I can't use a standard 1911 grip. It has to be cut.
Yeah, it's going to have the cut.
Bobtail.
There you go. That's the one I was thinking about. And it's on XD Talk. What the heck?
Okay. Can't see it, but.
Hold on.
Oh.
I will drop a link and then we can put it on the podcast. Because
okay.
I would have put money that you have. But anyway, enough dorking out.
I wish I had them. That sounds like something I'd like to have. I'd be right proud to have.
All right, I just dropped a link to the image. Okay.
Where?
I would have, except that my computer has fallen over and died.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Damn computers.
I know. What on earth? Anyway.
That's okay.
I will drop a link and we can...
We'll drop a link somewhere.
Something.
As soon as Grandpa figures out the computer.
Shut up!
Oh, man.
Anyway, so, yes.
So, the other thing I wanted to talk about is, the Michael Flynn.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody asked in a press conference with Trump yesterday, I think it was, are you going to pardon Trump? I mean, are you going to pardon General Flynn? And Trump was like, pardon him for what?
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
And then the FBI said, hold my beer.
If you see these notes that are coming out and the stuff that's being, and apparently there's even worse that's supposed to be coming out that, these guys, this was a political hit job from start to finish. Gross prosecutorial malpractice on the part of the Justice Department. They made a deal. Apparently there's some rule. I'm not a lawyer, but there's some rule that says if you make a deal to extract a confession from somebody, the terms of that deal have to be presented in court, and they didn't do it. The terms of the deal were, we won't go after your son if you say you're guilty, which is, why he did, because they were going to go after his kid. And they didn't bring that out in court. So, I mean, they've got, in addition to the whole, contriving a false, he lied, which is a complete bullshit. And all this other stuff, they use that whole thing that the government always does. We're going to come on down on you like a ton of bricks. You're not going to see, you're going to go to jail for 300,000 years, and then we're going to get your family, and because we're the government and we can do this. We have unlimited money and unlimited people, and you stand no chance. He facing that, he was probably like, well, shit.
Yep.
And now it turns out we see these notes where they actually talk about plotting to entrap him.
Yeah. At the very least, we get him to lie.
Yeah. So apparently, he was Flynn was seen by the Obama administration as a huge threat to the Iran deal.
You mean where they flew pallets full of $100 bills to Iran?
Yes, that one.
To help with their nuclear power program.
Yeah.
Because the country sitting on vast oil reserves needs to invest in nuclear power.
Right. Why on earth would they need that?
Yeah.
I mean, they can literally power, electrical generators with oil straight from the ground. cheaper than a nuke plant. It's not like they could sell it anywhere, so they might as well. Did we lose Brita?
No, I'm here. Oh. I'm listening.
Nope. I was going to say, we haven't done car talk yet, so.
No. Sorry.
I think this was, if anything, worse than Watergate. I mean, these people, Nixon hired some outside cronies to come in and, break in and try to plant a bug or dig up dirt or whatever they were going to do on the Democrats. And Obama used the full might and power of the federal government to go after his, a political opponent. You would think the Democrats would not like something like that. Maybe they do.
Well, but if it brings down Trump, it's okay.
Right.
It's beautifully Machiavellian.
Yeah.
Everything is fine as long as it hurts Trump.
Oh man, those are nice grips.
So there you go.
I don't know.
Anyway, you have to put those into the score report group just so people know what we're talking about.
I will.
We just dorked out.
That's all right. We're done anyway. She's having Skype problems.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've got very close to an hour on my phone. So.
Yeah, I do too. So
it's funny because I've got an iPhone 10, which doesn't have the headphone jack.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to use the little dongle thing.
It just plugs into the charging port. Everyone's like, well, then you can't charge it. I'm like, aha, wireless charging, motherfucker. Yeah. I just leave it sitting on the charger, and I actually like it quite a bit. There's my little plug. If your phone is capable of charging wirelessly, get a wireless charger. Although, get a better one, because I got a cheap one. I found it at the warehouse store near me. It's an alarm clock with a QI wireless charger built into the top.
Oh, okay.
The problem is, when there's nothing charging, it hums, like, audibly. And B,
oh, that's not good.
You have to, yeah, I'm like, oh, that's just sending electromagnetic waves everywhere.
Yeah.
And B, if you don't place it exactly right, it doesn't charge, which leads to unintentionally hilarious things like waking up and the phone's at 2%. You're like, ah!
I bet.
But I got one of the X Design is the one in my office, and that works really well.
Okay.
You know what the big problem is?
What?
It's round. It looks like a coaster. So half the time I put my glass, I'm like, go to put my glass down. It's like, oh, no, put it on the coaster, not on the wireless charging unit.
I wonder, you remember, you spent a lot of time in, like, chemistry labs, right?
Yes.
So you've seen those things that, like, use the rotating magnetic fields to stir things in a flask?
Yes, stir bars, absolutely.
I wonder if the charger would do something like that for, like, your coffee.
That is an incredibly good question. Could you drop a stir, one of the little magnetic stir bars in it, have it zip around in your coffee, or if you will, cocktail? I think it actually has to be one. I think it moves a current around, and that's how it keeps it spinning.
Well, yeah, but the charger removes the current too.
I mean, that's true. That's a good point.
That's how it's an inductive field. So
all you have to do is just find one of those little magnetic stir bars.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw one of those.
Perkin Elmer.
I was totally blown away. It was like in the '80s, and it was a chemistry lab at Texas Tech University, and I was like, whoa. It's like magic.
Oh, sure enough. Look at that. Labs hit ground. Granger sells them. What doesn't Granger sell?
Granger sells
them. I love Granger. I remember those from from my biochemistry days. Drop me in and watch them zip around. You turn the little Variac up and down.
Yep.
Ah, good times. Good times.
Make a little whirlpool in the thing.
Why would I not buy one off of Wish, though? I'm just saying.
Because if it's from Wish, it'll come from China in about 6 months.
Coated in coronavirus.
Yeah. Just for you. Made in a Chinese sweatshop.
with minerals. ripped from Mother Gaia by child slaves.
And the magnets will have the poles wrong, so it doesn't actually spin. It'll just sit there and vibrate.
What is a magnetic stir bar? Oh, boy. They're, like, ludicrously cheap, too.
Well, the bar itself is cheap. The unit that stirs it is not cheap. Well, I guess some are.
Yeah, well, I was going to say you don't need, like, a Fisher. That's who it was. It's Fisher Scientific was the one. Oh, boy. Wow. There's a lot of stir bars and rods available from Fisher. Anyway, on that note, folks, I'm dorking out on chemistry stuff. So
yep. Time to go.
It's time to say goodnight, and we'll see you next squirrel week.
That's right. We'll be back. Bye.
All right. Bye.